The education authorities in Kumi municipality have expressed concern over increasing school dropout rates, particularly in transitional classes and upper primary levels. According to the municipal inspector of schools, Francis Omanikor, while enrollment remains high in the lower classes, numbers drastically reduce as numbers approach primary 7, raising alarm within the education sector. Speaking to a top radio, Omanikor said the situation is particularly severe in Okoba Ward in North Division, where an estimated 1,500 learners have dropped out of school over the past 2 years and are not enrolled in any technical training programs. He called on local leaders, the clan leaders, and other stakeholders to intervene and help address the growing challenge.
The rate is rather alarming. You look at a situation where a school registers 225 learners in P1, and during the period of transition to P7, the school is registering about 65 children for PLE. You move to school B, the scenario is the same. And the question comes back to us parents, where do our children go? Are we not keeping children at home who are going to become a problem to us later? These children are the ones we now call ikok. They are the ones coming around to rob people, raping here and there, and causing a lot of havoc in our communities. I urge parents to enforce the education policy. The local authorities, please come on board. Our clan leaders, you used to be those persons who could be in the lead in ensuring that the children we have in our clans stay in education. What is our role today? Unfortunately enough, Kumi Municipal Council has equally registered a very low enrollment in tertiary institutions. Kumi Technical, a school that is government aided, that would expect to have absorbed a good number of these children, currently has an enrollment of less than 300. We find children coming from Bukedea, we have children coming from Kumora, some coming from Soroti, some as far as Kapchorwa. Those from Kumi are still very few. But if I'm to tell you, and yet the dropout rate between P3 to P7 is over 2,000. As a ward, Okoba Primary School in 2 years can have a dropout rate of more than 1,000 children. But those children are within our communities.
The Okoba LC1 chairperson, David Okirinyang, acknowledged the problem, noting that many of the school dropouts are now involved in activities that contribute to insecurity within communities. Meanwhile, Kumi Deputy Resident District Commissioner James Chomia is urging parents to fully embrace Universal Primary Education UPE and Universal Secondary Education USE programs to secure a better future for their children.
My humble call to the parents, government has created UPE and his schools, where government is excessive. The president has said that let there be free education for all. We don't expect children to be getting out of school when government is saying that it is paying school fees for all. So, but it's a collective responsibility of the community leaders, elders, our political leadership, parents, the guardians, to ensure that they talk to our parents, they mobilize them together, to ensure that they return to school and go through the necessary education levels. Failure to do this, it's going to be suicidal in the coming future. These are going to be the ikoko which you talk about, the dangerous boys around the communities that are continuing to disturb us. But when we bring all our children back to school, we shall ensure that we have a best community where all of us are safe to stay in. Like we said, that the future of this country lies in the younger generation. So let's empower them, let's support them. Like those ones that have managed to go to school, let's support them with the necessary required scholastic materials. Let's buy for them uniforms. Let's buy them with feedings to ensure that our children are educated.